Hey there, welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson. My co-host is my son, Brock Johnson. Today, it's just yours truly. And in this Quick Tip Tuesday edition, we're talking about the concept of work-life balance. If I'm being completely transparent, the idea to record this episode was inspired by some conversations I've had with other entrepreneurs in the last week since a recent post made by Gary Vaynerchuk. I know if you're listening to this episode, you know who Gary Vaynerchuk is, unless you've been living under a rock. And this episode isn't about him, but it's about this idea of work-life balance and how there's so many conflicting messages and even experts, some of whom say balance is not a possibility. It's not a real thing, and it hurts people because it makes them believe that they're supposed to try to have this balance. And then there are those who say, no, balance is possible, but you have to define it for yourself. You have to decide what's important, and then you have to give that the right amount of energy. I think it's ridiculous to suggest that anyone believes the concept of balance should imply that you're to give every area of your life an equal amount of attention. No one thinks that that's the definition of balance. I don't think that's anyone's objective. I could be wrong. I don't think that's anyone's objective. My definition of balance has always been based on the areas that are most important to me, because not all areas of my life have equal significance. Some areas are more important than others. So in order for me to achieve balance in those areas, if that's a very important area, I have to give that area a lot of attention. And if I don't give that area a lot of attention, well, then that area is going to suffer. So when I personally refer to balance in my own life, what I'm referring to is I'm balancing my energy, my attention, my emotion, my time. I'm balancing my investment into an area relative to how important that area is to me. Again, I just don't think anybody is trying to suggest that you're supposed to give all areas of your life an equal amount of attention. I mean, I think we can all pretty much agree that's just not possible. So, how do you balance things according to your own priorities? Well, you figure out what is a priority. And then you look at yourself, and you look at your activities, and you look at your time, and you look at where you're spending your time and your money and your energy and your emotion, and you ask yourself if those two things match up. If they don't, then your life is out of balance in accordance with your own values, as you define them, as you determine what is important and what is less important. Back to the post made by Gary Vaynerchuk. So if you missed it, last week he made a post kind of announcing to the world his love, professing, if you will, his love for his new girlfriend. And I think it caught a lot of people off guard, primarily because he just never posts much about his personal life. I think in the, 10 years that I've been following him, I've never seen a picture of his kids. I think I've maybe seen one picture of his wife, and that's it. And this is a guy who's a prolific social media content creator. Like, there's hundreds of posts per day. He basically documents his life morning, noon, till night, until late at night. You see him taking business meetings like 11 o'clock at night, working on the weekends. And while in recent years he has said he's kind of dialed that back a little bit, it's still his messaging. I mean, you can still go on any YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, you name it, podcast. You are likely going to hear him say you need to hustle your face off, especially when you're first getting started, that in the early days, he didn't take a day off. He didn't take a week off. He never, on the weekends, he never took the weekends off. He didn't go on vacations. He didn't go to parties. All he did was put his nose down and grind. And because of that messaging, he's attracted a very particular type of entrepreneur who really is motivated by that and is attracted to that messaging. This tends to be a younger, predominantly male entrepreneur. I've been fortunate enough to have Gary Vaynerchuk on my show before. I've interviewed him on my podcast. We've met backstage at speaking events on several different occasions. I wouldn't think that he knows who I am, but I can say that I honestly appreciate who he is, even though we have very different styles and different messaging and, frankly, different priorities, which means what balance looks like for me in my life, if I were to plug in his methodology, I would be very out of balance. But for him, I think he's probably been living his life in balance with his priorities. And I just want to state very clearly that this is not a conversation or a podcast about Gary Vaynerchuk's choices at all. But what it is about is your choices and how you structure your life in accordance with what's important to you. And in defense of Gary Vaynerchuk, or for that matter, anybody else's personal choices, it's nobody's business. It really isn't. The point of this episode is to help make sense of a situation that I've heard from countless conversations has left many entrepreneurs feeling like, man, this is just proof that if I hustle really hard, my relationships are going to fall apart, or my marriage isn't going to last. And in defense of Gary Vaynerchuk, if someone were to say, well, this is just proof that his life was out of balance, not necessarily. Hear me out. It may very well be just a reflection of the way he has prioritized things and the way he, in accordance with those priorities, has balanced his time. It might be perfectly in balance with him. Perhaps it wasn't in balance with his wife's priorities. And when that happens, yeah, relationships don't last. If two people have different priorities and different areas where they want to invest their time and they're not in agreement, it's not going to work. So I'm going to be hypothetical here for just a moment. And this is not in defense of any one person. But if somebody chooses to make work or getting ahead or their business their number one priority, well, then that's where they should spend the majority of their time and efforts and energy, etc., in order for that to be in balance with their own priorities. Does that make sense? And any area that is of lesser importance is going to get less attention, and therefore it may struggle a little bit more. The same is true of someone who says, I'm going to be an entrepreneur, but right now while my kids are young, my family is going to be my number one priority. And I'm not just saying that, I'm actually going to spend a lot more time and attention and energy is going to be put into my family. And if that happens, you might be in balance with your priorities, but that means that a lesser priority is going to get lesser attention, which might be your business, which means that your business is not going to exceed, explode, or grow at the same pace as someone who's pouring all of their energies into their business. That doesn't make one right or one wrong, but what you must be clear on is what is most important for you. I think it's pretty simple to figure that out for yourself. You just write down the 10 largest areas of your life and you ask yourself, which area matters the most? Which area can I not afford to fail? And there's your answer. In order to, quote unquote, stay in balance again with your priorities, then once you've identified what matters the most to you right now, and that can change based on seasons, right? Whatever you're going through in life, how old you are, changes that happen. But once you've decided what area is most important to you, then the way to stay in balance is to stay in integrity, to ask yourself, am I giving this area lip service, or am I actually giving it my time, attention, my love, emotion, and devotion? I've seen so many entrepreneurs be confused by what they see other very successful people doing. And they think, wow, okay, well, they've got kids and they've got a family, and they say family is number one. Okay, I got it. Seems, just based on what I'm seeing in social media, and we know that doesn't show the whole story, but it seems like they're super busy, that they are jet setting all over the world, that they're never with their kids, that they're always on a different stage, or they're always pursuing these different opportunities, and they're at dinners and networking events, and how could they ever be spending time with their family? Well, I guess that's what I need to do too. And that's where we go wrong, because we're looking at what other people do, and we don't know their priorities. We don't know if they're living their life with integrity, meaning that they're giving balance, giving the right amount of attention to the area that they say is most important. We don't know if work or their business or their status or their importance or their money, we don't know if those things are truly what's most important to them. But I can tell you this, if you're seeing all of those things 24/7, 7 days a week, 365, then it's really hard to give attention to your family, your loved ones, your children, and those things will suffer. In the same way, the opposite is true. If you see someone who's never seems to be investing much time or effort into building their business, you don't hear about the new course or the new book that they're reading, the podcast that they're listening to, you don't see them at networking events, you don't see them or even hear them talking about how they're building and working in their business, what they're doing to grow their brand, what they're doing to grow their leadership skills. You don't hear those things. It's not to say that they're not happening, but it looks to you from the outside that they appear to be much more focused on living in the present, being with their family, doing what brings them joy, and at the same time professing that they're building their business and building their brand. Well, the very same thing could happen to the area that they're not giving a lot of attention, in the same way that an entrepreneur who spends very little time focused on spending time with their family runs the risk of those relationships failing or having significant problems. The same is true of the entrepreneur who's not spending much time focused on building their business. They have to run the risk of their business encountering a lot of problems, potentially even filing for bankruptcy, having to close the doors. I mean, at a minimum, that business is going to grow slower. Listen, I'm 53 years old. I've had lots and lots of entrepreneurial friends, some of whom said family was their number one priority, and it clearly was not. And it wasn't my place to say, that's interesting you would say that when you're absolutely never with your family. You don't ever read a book about how to improve your marriage, your children, your relationships, but your business is blowing up. And I've also had friends who've had the opposite, who have said, we are focused on growing this empire, but yet they didn't focus any time whatsoever on growing their business. They pretty much ignored it, just thought it would take care of itself in the same way someone who ignores their family thinks it's going to take care of themselves. But they did spend all of their time and money and energy and efforts into being the strongest family unit possible. Sadly, that resulted, because they weren't giving really any attention whatsoever to their business, that resulted in them losing, honestly, millions of dollars and having to close their doors. There is no more business. Honestly, this is just my opinion, and I'm not here to judge anyone. I'm just telling you, for me personally, neither of those scenarios are ideal, because in both scenarios, you're going to experience a lot of pain, and that's going to hurt people. And in my opinion, people are what matter most. Perfectly symmetrical balance does not exist, and no one is trying to suggest that it should. What is essential is that we take the time and the space to figure out what is most important to me of all of these areas. And I can't give all of my time, attention, and energy into one area because some other very important areas will suffer. Maybe we have to stop calling it balance and really call it what it is, which is managing how and where we spend our time and energy. I know what's right for me. You need to know what's right for you. And don't allow social media or what you see happening in social media to make you believe that's how you're supposed to be leading your life, because you don't know that person who you've put up on a pedestal. You don't know what they've prioritized. You don't know what it is they're willing to risk losing. So my big sister motherly advice to those of you who are entrepreneurs and sometimes struggle with this is to just sit down with a pen and a piece of paper and write down those 10 areas of your life and take an inventory. Which area matters the absolute most? And there's probably one like right beneath that that matters almost as much. But if you had to imagine one of them being taken away or destroyed or falling apart, which one would be more devastating for you to see that happen? And there's no judgment, but you need to know that, because that's how you need to allocate your time accordingly. It's not about balance. It's about understanding and being self-aware of how and where we're spending our time and our energy. Speaking of which, thank you so much for spending time with me. I appreciate this is more of a philosophical episode, but I hope that it gives you some clarity. I'll tell you what, if you'd like to spend less time trying to figure out Instagram, let Brock and I do that for you. Go check out InstaClubHub.com. We always are running specials. Check out our $7 trial. What that does is it allows you for $7 to spend 14 days inside of our membership portal. So you can actually see we update it almost daily, multiple times per week. It is the most up-to-date current Instagram membership that is designed specifically for entrepreneurs. You know, so a lot of these courses are designed for people who are trying to be influencers, and that content is here for you, but we really are speaking to people who need to grow a very targeted audience, not just a big audience so that they can get influencer deals, but like a targeted audience so that you can help the people who you know you can help with the thing that you sell. So check it out. Go to instaclubhub.com. And as per usual, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. I hope I made you think today. We're done.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. From Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.